we're turning the clock back on November 8, the day that this show aired for the first time.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yeah, the daytime soap Days of Our Lives, one of the longest-running TV shows of all time, starting on this day in 1965. I always loved Hope.
But what I do know, we always have our family.
If that's not your thing, maybe you were a fan of The Goodies. They hit our TVs on this day in 1970.
Goodies, stripper and clown, prices are going down, you can make it happen here.
And while we're on TV shows, this Aussie drama started in 1976. Yes, The Young Doctors, it ran till 1983. November 8 birthdays, AFL great Bob Skilton is 81 today. The triple Brownlow medalist went on to become a popular commentator.
I'd swap my Brownlows for a Premiership Cup, and Bluey Adams, who played in sixth, rang me up and said, I'll swap you one.
Former Socceroos coach Gus Hiddink celebrates his 73rd birthday.
No, you have to be realistic and honest in this, because Australia at that time was number 54. On FIFA rankings.
Bonnie Raitt, who had a hit in Australia with the album Nick of Time, turned 70. This US TV presenter is 69 today.
Your hour of entertainment news with ET and The Insider begins right now. Hi, everybody. I'm Mary Hart.
Ricky Lee Jones is 65, best known for the hits The Horses and Chucky's in Love. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay is 53. This is just about all I can play from Gordon.
Is anyone going to take control?
And actress Courtney Thorne-Smith is 52. She was on Melrose Place before starring on Two and a Half Men.
I am plenty refined, and I happen to have an Associate of Arts degree from Santa Monica Community College.
Stacks of birthdays to celebrate on November 8.